Okay, today's daf is Chagiga, daf Gimel, daf Dalid, I'm sorry, daf Dalid, and we will talk about the sugya of Mitzvahs Aseh Shazman Grama, which comes up here on Dalid Amon Aleph. The Gemara talks about what the Mishnah said, who is Chayiv in Re'iyah, who is Pater in Re'iyah. So the Gemara says that Tumtum, Androgynous, whether those are included, and then the Braisa was quoted, Zachar Lahotzias Hanashim. Women are exempt from this mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Lovely crow, what do you need a pasuk for it to exclude the women? Zechorcha, michti, isn't the mitzvah of the regel just a time-bound mitzvah? Mitzvah aseh shazman grama hu, v'chol mitzvah aseh shazman grama nashim paturos. Women are paturos, or exempt from all time-bound mitzvahs. Why do you need a pasuk to exclude them? So Gemara says, itzrich, no, you need saka da dechamina, because you might have thought, nelef ri yimei hakel, you might have thought that we learn out the chia from hakel, which is a zman grama, every eighth year, right, where we gather in the Beis HaMikdash and teach them everybody. And the women are obligated. So mala hala nashim chayavos. So you might think that just like women are obligated by hakel, afka nashim chayavos, so two women are obligated in the mitzvah of alila regel. After all, hakel is done on sukkis, and it's connected. Kamash balam, we don't say that. Kamash balam, we say that women are pturos from this. But this isn't a natural zman grama, which we would have said automatically pater, because of the connection to hakel. That's why you need the pasuk to exclude. Good. So we think often that there are many mitzvahs, that women are exempt for so many mitzvahs because they are zman grama. There are very few, maybe about six, right, that Chazal mentioned that are natural zman gramas that were pater not because of a pasuk, but because of the fact that they are time-bound. Right? We had tefillin and tzitzis, tefillin because Shabbos and Yontif we pasuk are not zman tefillin, and tzitzis because of Bayom V'yom B'layla. So tefillin, tzitzis, lulav sukkah, shofar, and kriyashma. Right, those are the ones mentioned by Chazal. Tefillin and tzitzis, lulav sukkah, and shofar because they're Yontif related. Kriyashma because there's a mitzvah of kriyashma b'yom and there's a mitzvah of kriyashma b'layla, and the two of them are do not apply at the time when it's the opposite. Kriyashma b'yom is not a mitzvah at night. Kriyashma at night is not a mitzvah b'yom. So there is a Magen Avraham, a discussion of the Shagas Aryeh. Lamaisa kriyashma is obligatory every second of our life. It's just that there is a mitzvah of Kriyashma b'yom and a mitzvah of Kriyashma b'layla. So is that called zman grama when there's no time that is not obligated, but each half of it is only obligated in the time that it's supposed to be obligated? Okay, so that's a discussion. But the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Chavtes that this is the rule. The rule is any time bound mitzvah, kol mitzvah aseh shazman grama, any time mitzvahs aseh, time bound, then anashim chayavim and anashim paturos, men are obligated and women are paturos. Any mitzvahs lo saaseh, or any mitzvahs saaseh shelo azman grama, then women are obligated, just like men are obligated. So this, the Rishonim a little bit, one Rishon, discusses the if we could come up with a reason for the patur. Ultimately, it's Xeris HaKasev, Hashem's paters learned out from tefillin. The Abu Drum talks about basically Shalom Bayis. The Abu Drum says there has to be someone involved in the bayis, and if both the man and the woman have to go to Minyan and have to have all of these obligatory mitzvot that have to be done at a certain time, then this just can't be a functional family. And therefore, the women are exempt from the time-bound mitzvahs without that time pressure. It does not, chas v'shalom, reflect any less kedusha, right? Any less kedusha than a man. Right? Moshe Feinstein writes this, and many others write it as well. Sarach Ladas, this is in Dalid Memtes. Ki ein ze b'shvil shenashim b'chusos bim b'adregas ha-kedusha. The fact that they have like five or six less mitzvos, does that mean that they reflect any level less in kedusha? Dilinyan kedusha shavos la'anashim le'inyan shayachus hachiyuv b'mitzvos. It's equal kedusha, men and women. Sherak mitzad hakedusha diika b'Yisrael hu tzivui hamitzvos. V'gam la'anashim ne'emru kol hakra'i de kedusha. Bein tchilas tanaya kabbalas ha-torah v'yisrael misegula. Right? All the psukim were said, all of kedusha were said to men and women. Whether it was the original psukim by Kabbalah Satorah that you should be a treasure to me, batemti yuli goy kadosh shenemar lebeis Yaakov elu anashim v'tagi lebnei Yisrael elu anashim ubein anshei kodesh tiyum li shebim mishpatim v'yisem kadoshim deshmini kadoshim tiyu v'yisem kadoshim shemparshas kadoshim am kadosh ata Hashem parshas re'ei. All of those psukim to be a holy people, they're all said equally to men and women. U'b'chol makom she'nimsa inyan kedusha. Wherever you find kedusha in the Torah, the Yisrael, nemer gam l'nashim. It's said to men and women. V'lachein gam anashim mevarchos b'lashon asher kedushanu b'mitzvosaf. Right, that's why women say the same formulation of bracha, kamo ha'anashim, af ala mitzvah shlochi af the Torah. We paskin, Ramosha says, even on the mitzvah that is man grama, but what does a woman say, right, by a shaking galulah, asher kedushanu b'mitzvosaf, sanctified us. Varak shehu kula me'eze tame Hashem yisbarach. It's an exemption for whatever reason, the divine exemption. So we mentioned in Abu Dram, but ultimately it's up to Hashem. Sheratza lahakel anashim kidilael. That Hashem wanted to be makel to women. V'lo mitzad griusa chas v'shalom. Not because chas v'shalom they're any less. U'b'hachiyuvim b'nish l'ishto isa chiyev hakavod ala ish l'ishto v'al isha l'bayla b'lo shem chilek. Right, all others not. V'har b'me anashim shayu nevios. Right, there were seven prophets, says. V'yeshlen kol dini navi sheben ashim. They have the same halachas of prophets. U'baharbi dvarim nishtabchu. Bein bekroi, bein bedivri chazal, od yoser me'al anashim. Even more sometimes they're praised. Right? This bina yesera. Women have this inherent wisdom. V'leka shum zilzul b'chvotan b'chol dvar b'zeh sheniftu mili min ha-Torah b'mitzvah shazman grama. Just because they're parted from Talmud Torah or zman grama, that's not chas v'shalom any negative. V'lachein, that's what he writes. He's writing the tshuva. This is the tshuva to Rabbi Kellermer. Rabbi Kellermer, Zechon Levracha, from originally Boston and then North Woodmere. This is the tshuva about feminism in Tavshin Lamed Vav, 1976, where he writes to Rabbi Kellermer, Rab Boston Pekihila Chashuva. So he writes, Binyan Tznuah Chadasha Shal Nashim Hashananos Vachashuvos. So he goes through in terms of motivation, in terms of Ikari Amuna. So it's an important tshuva. But in the second part of that tshuva, that's where he discusses this idea. Rav Hirsch also, in the end of Pashas Emor, discusses the idea of mitzvahs asei shazman grama. And again, exceptions to the rule are, he says, right, certain mitzvahs asei shazman grama the women are obligated in, kiddush, matzah, pesach, simcha, hakel, right, the number of exceptions almost equals the number conforming with the rule. Right, Shabbos and Pesach are the greatest of the fundamental mitzvahs of Yadus that recur from time to time. V'chulu. Women's exemption from others' zman gramas cannot be attributed to a lower standing, as though the Torah considers women unworthy of fulfilling these mitzvahs. Rather, in our view, the likely reason the Torah does not obligate women in these mitzvahs is that women do not need them. Right, though they don't need them, women are generally naturally more spiritual. That's my addition. For the whole purpose, back to Rav Hirsch, of mitzvah zman grama is to represent through symbolic actions certain truths, ideas, principles, and resolutions, and to bring these values afresh to our minds from time to time so that we take them to heart and put them into practice. The Torah takes it for granted that a woman has great fervor and faithful enthusiasm for her calling, and that the temptations awaiting her in the sphere of her calling pose but little danger to her. Women are naturally more connected to Hashem, and they need less protection and less reminders. Hence, it is not necessary to impose on her all the mitzvahs that are imposed on man. For man requires repeated exhortation to remain true to his calling, and it is necessary to repeatedly caution him against any weakness in the fulfillment of his mission. Witness Mila, which is the founding mitzvah of the Jewish people. God did not find it necessary to secure his covenant by giving woman some other permanent symbol instead of Mila. Witness also the law-giving, right? God addresses the women first, building on their faithfulness and devotion. This reality was preserved in the national consciousness. It was transmitted from generation to generation. Whenever we were lost and cast down, b'schar nashim sidkanias, in the merit of the meritorious women who preserved and nurtured the seed of revival. So we have to recognize zman grama ultimately is exeris hakasa, but it's nothing negative, chas v'shalom, about women. But we have these mitzvahs, as we mentioned, the six, I think, of mitzvahs that say zman grama, that lamaisa, they are pturos because of the svara of zman grama, though other times there are psukim that are mechayiv them. In even time-bound mitzvahs, they're obligated in some, in matzah, in Purim, and Hanukkah, and Hakel, and the Inui of Yom Kippur, and Shabbos. All of those are zman grama that they're obligated in. And there are those, there are a few, that are not time-bound that they're pturos from, like Talmud Torah. But Talmud Torah is a mitzvah that is not time-bound, but they're also exempt from it. But there are other discussions in the Rishonim about other mitzvahs, about being zman grama or not. One of the big discussions is in Kiddushin about Bris Milah. The Gemara there quotes a pasuk to exclude women from the obligation of bris milah of their sons. Right, it says oso velo oso lemulu minel dechsev ayamal Avram esvesak bino. Right, and he was mal his son kasher tziva oso elokim oso velo osa. That's how you know that she is not obligated in giving a bris milah to her son. So ask all the rishonim, why do we need a pasuk to exclude bris milah from exclude women from a bris milah? Isn't it just as zman grama? Right, isn't milah zman grama? Milah is only on day 8. And therefore, it's a time-bound mitzvah, so we should say misvara. Logically, women are exempt. We don't need a pasuk to exclude them, oso v'lo osa. That's the question of Tosfos here in Kiddushin on Daf Chaf Tes, where Tosfos says, oso v'lo osa v'im tomar, lamalikra, tepeglei de mitzvah seish van gramahu, shenimol bishmini lileidaso v'nasha peturos. They are nimol, a boy is nimol on day 8. So Tosfos has two answers. Tosfos' first answer is, well, it only is time-bound in one direction, not the other. From day 8. After day 8, there's no more a time limit. So it becomes an unlimited mitzvah in terms of time, and therefore, maybe that's not called a zman grama. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, kiva de miyom ha-shmini v'hala ein la-hefzik, lav zman grama hu. So answer number one is, zman grama requires a beginning time and an ending time. If it only has a beginning time and no ending time, that's not zman grama. Number one. But then Tosfos says, Akati mitzvah zman grama hu de imalan ela bayom. So fine, it starts on day 8, but every night it stops being a mitzvah, doesn't it? Every night there's no mitzvah of mila balayla, so it's still time-bound, right? So for two reasons. Number one, it starts by day 8, and number two, it's only by day. So Tosfos says, you're right, maybe this Gemara is only according to the opinion that there is bris mila at night. Okay, so then Tosfos makes it ukimta. So, according to that answer, there's no, it's not time bound in that regard. So that's Tosfos number one. Tosfos in Megillah on Daf Chav says, well, maybe the Hava Mina is because it's a mitzvah say with a chi of karis. So you might have thought it's more stringent and it has different rules, right? Sometimes mitzvahs that have different rules, in terms of Asiyas Dohalosa, say, have different Lamaisa applications. So here too, Tosfos says, maybe I would have thought that even though it's time-bound, it's so important that it's kares and it says bris milah, the word bris many times in the Torah, maybe I would have thought that women are obligated in that regard. So you have Tosfos has two answers. Again, because it has a beginning time and an ending time, maybe it's only according to the other opinion, and Tosfos and Megillah that says, it is the Hava Mina of Karis. The Ritva here in Kiddushin has another pshat. He says maybe the idea of Zman Grama is only by a mitzvah that applies to the person themselves, to women themselves. But this mitzvah obviously involves someone else. This is not a mitzvah al gufam. This is a mitzvah on the guf of someone else. So maybe there's no tour of Zman Grama in that case. Ikala Memra, the Hasam hu b'mitzvah denafsha. When do we say a mitzvah that is just about herself? That's time bound. Aval hacha b'mitzvah d'bina hava mina d'machayva. The lagar mi bez d'machayva l'mimhale. This is not just her mitzvah. This is his mitzvah. It's the child's mitzvah. Therefore, I might have thought that this isn't a regular mitzvah, zman grama. Right? Maybe there's somewhat of a chiyuv on the child, which just cannot be fulfilled, and she does it. After all, we know when the child gets old enough, the mitzvah switches to the child. It's not on the parent anymore. So that's what the Ritva says. Maybe this is different because the mitzvah involves someone else. It involves the child as well. It's not stame mitzvah shebegufo. The Tosfos Rid has another answer. Tosfos Rid on that Gemara and on that Tosfos says, well, maybe we have to understand the mitzvah bris milah. The mitzvah bris milah is not just the cutting. It's not just the milah and the priya. The mitzvah is what he calls the hisaskus, the involvement. The involvement is from the moment of birth all the way until it's taken care of. Right? That's the hisaskus. He says, where's the question? Kasha, he has the same question as Tosfos. And then he says, we'll start with the beginning. I kasha mayas rechina l'kora, typically davele mila, mitzvah shazman grama. Chada d'chsev v'yom ha-shmini yimo. V'chada de mitzvah mila l'bayom v'abalayla. So he formulates the questions at the beginning, like Tosfos, but he just puts them together. So number one, it's only day eight. Well, number one, it's only day. And fine, I understand. The day eight one can be answered. Lo kashash ein hayom kavua viyadua bashana. Right, its man is not kavua viyadua. Mashen came biyom shmini shamila. Avalzesh ein mitzvas mila no heges balayla ela bayom kasha. Right, it's like it should be taitzitzes, which is only bayom tshuva. Heichi amrina de mitzvah yisman gramanasha baturos. When do we say b'yom baturos hanimilu de mitzvah detalia begufa? So far that sounds like the Ritva. It's a mitzvah zaguf. V'hi ein a mitzvah ela lizman yaduah v'lo b'chol zman. A mitzvah that's totally on the guf, meaning a mitzvah they have to do a physical action, and there's a specific time, and not always. Avol mitzvah d'lo talia b'gufa k'gol lomo lizbina. Af agav d'mila t'ben yesh lizman. Even though the mila itself has a time, nehida kavu azman l'ben hanimol. Aval you're right. Mitzad the sun, there's going to be 1 second that the sun, something's going to happen to the sun. He's going to have his mila done. Aval ha'av shetzivuhu habore lehisasek b'milas b'no. But the father was commanded by the son to be involved in the mila. Ha'esek hahu ein lo zman. All the relation, the arrangements, and maybe even the meal, right? All the arrangements, everything revolving the mila and getting the moel and setting everything up. Shebein bayom ubein balayla yitrach v'yachin tzarchei milas beno. In the days of old, getting the hot water to wash the baby with afterwards, that's all part of the mitzvah, and that happens day and night until the mila happens. Hilkach ilav oso, without the oso havi mechavin and gamo isha ve'ein zman akavua lachein potra tavamina hi tisasek bein bayom ubein balayla shetomolus beno bezmano. I might have thought that the asek, the hisaskus, the involvement in all the preparations is also part of the mitzvah. And therefore, that's not time-bound. And I would have thought women are obligated. Aval ha-tzitzis, hish mitzvah shetulya gufa shel adam. Ready, he's combining a little bit of the Ritva's lashon. V'yavi mechavina ha-isha, ha-isa mitzvah shetulya bezman, hilkach pituras. That's the important discussion of the Tosfos Rit. So we have Tosfos and Kedusha gives two answers, Tosfos and Megillah, the Ritva, and the Tosfos Rit. One final answer, and then we'll get to the other discussion I wanted to have, the Turei Evan. The Turei Evan, Shagas Aryeh, in Chagiga, on Daf Tezayin, says, by tzitzis, a zman grama means you have a mitzvah that comes and goes, and then when it goes, it's done forever. Like tzitzis. Tzitzis is not at night. So tzitzis on Tuesday, the mitzvah finishes, and then Wednesday morning, when the mitzvah starts again, it's a new mitzvah. It's a new mitzvah. There's a mitzvah tzitzis on Tuesday, tzitzis on Wednesday. You can't make up the tzitzis from Tuesday if you missed it. Right? Every day there's a new mitzvah. By Mila, you're right, it's not at night. But when it comes back the next day and I haven't fulfilled it, it's the same mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah. It's not a new mitzvah that comes and is finished and now there's a new mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah that's chozer v'neir the following morning. That's not zman grama. That's not zman grama in a case. And he has other examples of this as well. He says, "Ve'ein zeh mitzvah zman grama da'ein azman gorim bitul mitzvasa legamrei ve'ein ala kamafsik mitzan atzmo." It's just a hiatus in the mitzvah. It's not a bitul totally. Mitzvah tzitzis v'tfilin l'man damer ein ogim balayla v'chulu lo dami l'mitzvah smicha da'gabei tzitzis v'tfilin ein yom v'yom v'shav v'shav tashlumin l'chaverta shem lo kiyim bayom zeh ein yom abat tashlumin lo. It's not, the next day is in tashlumin. Mashenki, when it comes to the mitzvah of Mila, it's the same mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah, and therefore that makes a difference. Another mitzvah that's discussed by the Rishonim and more by the Achronim, and that is Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, we would think, is the classic Zman Grama. Right, that's the ultimate. You're counting time. But there's a Ramban in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Daled where the Ramban lists off all the Zman Gromas, all the non-Zman Gromas, and Sfiras HaOmer is on the list of the non-Zman Gromas. So that paves the way for all the Achronim. Many Achronim to discuss, how could it be? So some Achronim say it's a mistake. Some say it's a mistake. The Ramban never said it. It can't be. And they come up with all different interpretations what the abbreviation was before in the original Sefer, and the publishers misopened it. So some say it's a mistake. Of course, Sfiras HaOmer is a Zman Grama. But the Ramban says it, and the others quote it. So there are very creative suggestions. So one popular suggestion said by a number of Achronim is that a mitzvah says Zman Grama means there's a mitzvah theoretically every day of the year, but only today it's a mitzvah. I could shake a palm branch every day of the year. Only today it's a mitzvah. So that makes a zman grama. I could wear tzitzis every second, day and night. But only today is a mitzvah, that's a zman grama. But sometimes it's not that the time is causes the mitzvah, but sometimes the time causes the reality for the mitzvah. What does that mean? The Magen Avraham says by Kiddush Levana, women don't do Kiddush Levana because they cause the Pigam HaLevana, somehow connected to Chava. So the Mefarshim wonder, why isn't Kiddush Levana a Zman Grama? Right, that's why women don't do it, or Peturos. So you might say they're Pater, but that's why they shouldn't do it. But others, the Chachma Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Kluger and Shulchan Aruch says, no, the mitzvah is to make a bracha when the moon's getting bigger. So in the second half of the month, the moon's not getting bigger. It's not that there's a mitzvah to give a bracha to the moon and now I blew it. No, the reality for the mitzvah doesn't exist. Only when the moon's getting bigger is there a mitzvah to make the bracha. Right? So that's not a zman grama. Or the mitzvah bikurim, Yerucham Fisher Perla says the mitzvah bikurim is to bring the bikurim to the base of Mikdash at a certain time of year, between Shavuos and Chanukah. Right? That's the mitzvah. So it's not that there's a mitzvah to bring bikurim always, and only there's a way to bring bikurim always, and only now it's a mitzvah. No, the mitzvah is defined as between these two dates. Similar, and this is getting back to the Ramban, Sfiras HaOmer. What's the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? It's not to count days. This is your summer, is to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos. So if it's not between Pesach and Shavuos, the mitzvah doesn't exist. It's not that there's a mitzvah and only today it's a mitzvah and tomorrow it's not a mitzvah. No, tomorrow is not that it's not a mitzvah. Tomorrow, the reality for the mitzvah, the conditions for the mitzvah don't exist. And that's why it's not a zman grama. So that's a big discussion. Again, you have to know how to formulate the mitzvah. Had a point, you might formulate it about matzah too. You know, the mitzvah is only to eat on this night. Okay, you gotta formulate it. But that is the suggestion by, Rosh Shlomo Kluger says it by Kiddush Levana, Rosh Shlomo Perla says it by Bikurim, and other Achronim say it by Sfiras HaOmer as well. Okay, there's more discussions, but these are two, the ones in the Gemara, and then Bris Milah and Sfiras HaOmer.